A 360-degree view on sports.
And I'm glad now on the line we have the man they call Tarzan. Luis Omtia. Luis Matia.
Hey, Pedro Lopez.
Pedro Lopez. That's right, yeah. We said, you know, we spoke one day and said if ever we were in South America, you'd be called, in fact, they used to call you Luis Matia, right?
Yeah.
They don't just understand Luis Omtia. They say, what is the hell is this? And they'd call me Pedro, Pedro Lopez, not Peter Lopez.
Hey.
How are you, Luiso?
Hey, I'm fine, Peter.
It's been...
Under all these circumstances, we are still happy to say thank God. Yeah.
We have to thank God that now we're still around because you see a lot of people really losing their lives. It's not a good thing. And then we're still under lockdown. But explain this to me. I don't know if you understand. Other parts of the world, especially in America, you see crowds in boxing matches. Why is
it? Yeah, they are allowing certain numbers, like 25% of the capacity of the arena.
Yes.
So the arenas go up to 120,000. Then, if they have an arena that is 100,000, then 25% of that is 25,000 people.
Yeah, and it's
which
a lot
is
of
something
people.
That we cannot afford here, even at the best of our time.
Yeah.
So to them, that's nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Unbelievable stuff. First, let's start with, we heard that we've spoken about it, Jimmy Abbott dying. What do you remember of former heavyweight Jimmy Abbott?
Oh, I remember a sweet and gentle giant.
Yeah.
Very big, even very big for the heavyweight division.
Yeah.
But big as he was in size, you wouldn't expect him to have also such a big and a sweetheart. That's what the guy was.
Gentle giant.
Yeah, gentle giant. I remember the first time I met him, we were in a fight together.
Mm.
We shared the same dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
I was fighting Bruce McIntyre.
Right.
I'm not sure who was fighting at that time.
Mm, mm, mm.
And when they said, well, there was also going to be Jimmy Abbott in the dressing room, I never expected that it would be such a nice and warm and cozy relationship between us. You remember that time?
Yes, exactly.
And
we're talking about apartheid time. Let's just be honest.
The likes of Jimmy Abbott and especially me fighting another white guy. Boxing has always stood out in terms of race relationships and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like we were like good old friends.
Mm.
That's how I remember. As a result, later in life, when I was now working for Boxing SA, I arranged with him that fight of the veterans, where he fought Dingane Tobela, Brian Mitchell, against Harold Fulbright.
Wow.
We were all together. What they're doing now, we already did it in South Africa in 2010 and 2012.
Wow, yeah.
Yes. Yes. So, well, that's how I remember the man.
Yeah.
Only good memories.
Look, Luiso, you know, I've always said, and you, I'm sure you'll deny it, but I think you were one of the best administrators. When you were in boxing in South Africa, there were exciting things happening, like the baby champs, and now you've just spoken about all these exhibition matches where you brought the veterans, they were fighting together. You were bringing some, you know, excitement into boxing.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you don't agree with everybody.
Mm.
And again, people only miss you once you are not there. Because at that time, a lot of things that I did were taken for granted.
The training
of ring officials, training of trainers, training of boxers. And female boxing was very big.
It was big, it was.
Put on my table, and there was even no budget. I had the baby champs. Mm. I piggybacked them on baby champs and all those things. And even this thing of veterans fighting, it was happening all over the country. And again, even boxing in prisons. We even had championships in prisons and all of that. But, well, because sometimes you are there in the office, it is like when you make a mistake, it's something that you are not supposed to do. It's only when you leave that they say,
that's when people start appreciating you.
Yeah, I had some good days.
Yeah.
I had some good days. And again, truth is, some of the things that were happening in my time and that I started because they were not happening even before my time.
Mm.
When I left, they stopped happening. Nice. And for instance, when I was with Boxing SA, I'm sure we were not here to talk about myself, but there was never a year when we had less than 90 tournaments in the country a year. And all the provinces, government provinces, were putting up money. I used to say, it is funny that the only province that is not putting money for boxing, in fact, it's only putting money for one promoter, it's Gauteng. All the other provinces were putting up money for development tournaments, for South African title fights, for boxing awards, for everything. Because I went to all of them and said, let's do something about boxing, and they were doing it. But now, where are they? It's like nothing is happening.
It's true. So, any chance, seriously, that now really you can come back to boxing, Loiso?
Petro, I'm a boxing man. I don't have to be employed to work for boxing. I don't have to be called into any office to work into boxing. For instance, as I'm here now, I'm doing boxing things every day. I'm advising people here and there. I'm helping people here and there. And I'm creating my own new things working on boxing. So anytime there's anything that says, Loiso, can you help here? This is boxing. I'm there without question.
Yeah, you're there without question. And also now you're here talking to us about boxing. Your opinion on the much-anticipated heavyweight clash between Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua?
Hey, that's a good story. That's that is a welcome and mammoth event for boxing. Because, well, when you talk heavyweight, you talk boxing.
Yeah.
Because there is this thing that says there is boxing.
Yeah.
Then there is heavyweight.
There's
boxing.
Heavyweight.
Yes. And all boxing starts and stops with the heavyweights.
Yeah.
No matter how bad they are, but if they are heavyweights, everybody likes to see a heavyweight, especially now when you have some good heavyweights who deliver the goods. If you come back from the days of John L. Sullivan, Jack Dempsey,
Jack Johnson,
Joe Louis, you come down to Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, Rocky Marciano and all of them.
Evander Holyfield, Lennox Lewis, Riddick Bowe, Mike Tyson. And now we have another Tyson, Tyson Fury, and Joshua. And I don't know, because it is very difficult to measure the performances of boxers.
Yeah.
Because it's not like athletics where they run and then you measure them against time.
Yes.
It is like always think what would have happened had they met.
Right.
And a lot of guys met and produced goods one day because they were in a certain mood. So boxing, it is like what kind of mood that guy would have come in that day. That is why in boxing anybody can beat anybody. In a given day.
Yes.
Yeah. So now we have got these two. We don't know if they are better than the heavyweights of the past or not.
Mm.
But as we speak at this moment, they are the two best things that we have. And if you put them together, you are certainly going to get a very big, brutal, and entertaining fight. Because when they get big like this, even if they are not entertaining, just them bouncing their bodies against each other, it is like something that that is entertaining.
Is that entertaining? Now I'm going to put you on the spot. Now, who do you think will win between the two when the two meet? Who's going to come out victorious?
That's a very difficult question, especially with heavyweights.
Yeah.
Because heavyweights are people that can change a fight with one punch anytime.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it also depends on not only on talent and ability, skill and all of that.
Yeah.
Sometimes also depends on how they've prepared for the fight, which I think the two boxers are really going to do. They are going to prepare for this one. Now, you've got two different styles here. You've got Tyson Fury, starting from his mental setup. You've got like a madman.
Yes.
You got like a madman who can go in there and do something that you would never expect anybody to do.
Yeah.
You can just walk in there and go into Joshua, irrespective of what Joshua throws. And now the heavyweight division, being the heavyweight division, both boxers have been hit both boxers have fought and fought fallen hard, which means a knockout is also very possible because they can go, they can both punch, and at the same time they can fall, and they can fall hard. Mm-hmm. Now imagine if Tyson Fury is going to go in there and try and rough up Tyson Fury, mm-hmm. Joshua.
Yeah.
He can catch him.
Yeah,
and catch him. He can catch him and catch him, and Joshua may fall flat on his face. But at the same time, when it comes to that, mm-hmm. and you say now that Tyson Fury go charge this guy, he may be walking into a trap, because when it comes to combination punches, especially close by,
yeah,
especially with short punches, uppercuts and all of that, Joshua is a master.
He's a master, definitely.
Joshua is a master.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at all of this and trying to get into the boxers' minds,
mm-hmm.
and at the same time go into their stables and see how they will prepare for this fight, and at the same time on the road when they will be running and all of that,
yeah.
I see two boxers who will realize that this moment is the moment that every boxer dreams of,
yeah.
in his life.
Yes.
Big money, big fight, big expectation. And that also wins or loses fights sometimes,
uh-huh,
because uh-huh. it works on you mentally.
Mentally, exactly.
Yes. A lot of people think Tyson Fury, when it comes to the mental wars,
yes.
is very good.
Mm-hmm.
I also think Joshua is also like that.
Mm-hmm.
But in a, he's got that quiet demeanor.
Exactly.
As a result, you may tend to overlook sometimes that ability.
And
I think somewhere along the line,
yeah,
I think Fury is going to go for him. I think Fury is going to give him a lot of angles, a lot of punches. But I think Joshua is going to catch Fury with a short punch. I think Joshua is going to catch Fury with a short punch. It won't be from a distance. Mm-hmm. It will be close. When he starts to change direction, change angles, throw a certain punch, I think Fury will catch him. And Joshua will catch him, and I think Fury will go down. And once he goes, this time, there will be no referee.
Yeah.
Yeah, to do him a favor.
Yeah. And I know what you're talking about. You're talking about now when he fought Deontay Wilder, that he was done a favor, because when he went down in the 12th round against Deontay Wilder, if it was any other referee, he would have just, you wouldn't even have counted. You would have just cut off the fight.
Even counted.
You wouldn't have counted.
Boxing is done, and at the same time, even the rules, because he didn't even follow the rules that time.
Yes.
The rules of counting, mm-hmm. just the rules of counting.
That's
he
right.
didn't follow them.
Mm.
He stayed for a long time without counting, and then when he started, if I went over to count, he started at one.
Yeah, started at one.
He read it. That was a knockout, a clear knockout.
It's
and I don't
knockout,
think
yeah.
this time he's going to be as lucky as that. But again,
mm-hmm.
when luck is on your side.
Yes.
It is on your side. Because I think he was just lucky. Because I don't even think that referee was trying to rob Wilder.
That's right.
It is that something that happened. Something in his mind happened, and it was stagnated. His mind was stagnated to the benefit of Tyson Fury.
But now, then what do you make of the rematch now? Between Tyson Fury and Wilder?
That is another story. That
that's would, another story.
That's another story that is very difficult to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Because, one, there is the clause, the rematch clause.
Yeah.
What happened to that clause?
Yes.
Because there was a time when Wilder was making noise about it.
Mm-hmm.
And Fury was not making noise about it. He just kept quiet.
Yeah.
And at the same time, when Fury finally talked about it, he didn't talk about, I'm going to give him one. He started talking about Joshua.
Mm.
And then once he started talking about Joshua, Wilder went quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And even now, up to now, it is still quiet. But again, there are these rumors that are saying, no, he's been paid $5 million. No, he's been paid $7 million.
To step aside.
To step aside, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wilder to step aside and let these two guys fight.
Mm.
Now, the question is, he's stepping aside to let him to let them fight twice before he comes in, or to get them to fight once, because these guys these days, especially for business sake, they don't sign a contract for one fight.
They sign
a contract for two fights. Which is, again, you cannot even you cannot rely on that contract again, because if you rely on that contract, then Wilder and Fury should be fighting now. So sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. But that is why the main thing is it's money. Money talks.
Money talks. Yeah. And do you anticipate that this is going to be one of the biggest grossing fight in boxing history?
I think so. I think it's going to challenge Mayweather and
Pacquiao.
And Pacquiao. I think it will challenge Mayweather and Pacquiao, especially when you look at the numbers from two countries, from two continents. Because Mayweather and Pacquiao were really big in the American continent. This one is going to be big in the American continent. It may not be as big as Mayweather and Pacquiao. But if you put on the figures now from Europe, are going to beat anything that you have ever seen before. Put those two together, they may get in there and challenge the figures of Pacquiao and Mayweather.
Yes, and because
we may see the biggest crossing title.
That's right, yeah, because these guys are both British. You know, for the first time now in a big fight, you had two British boxers, no American is involved. And it's really can be a big fight. Look, me and you always, you know, we're on the same side whenever we come to predictions. But this time, I'm gonna be against you now. I think Fury is gonna be able to handle Anthony Joshua easy, and he might even stop him. So I'm going with Tyson Fury.
Yeah, that's possible, especially in a fight of this nature. That is very possible. But I stick to my guns.
Okay, you've always stuck to your guns.
You're not going to intimidate me. As a result, if you are right,
we'll speak about it.
I will eat my humble pie and enjoy it, and I will not run away from you. We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it. Yes. Great stuff, Luis. So nice talking to you. Let's just see what's going to happen with the fight, and then we'll talk again after the fight. But it was nice talking to you. It's been a long time, but really, really interesting and nice and enjoyable talking to you again about boxing.
This is Vision View Sports Radio.